Queensland is on the path to reopening after the state government released its roadmap on Monday. And from December 17th, or maybe even earlier, life will begin to return to an even greater level of pre-pandemic normal. That's when we are forecast at this stage to hit 80% double jab rate here in Queensland. Now, I reckon it's going to happen a bit earlier. I reckon it's going to happen, based on the figures I've seen, earlier in December, maybe even late November, but early December. But modelling from QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute and commissioned by the government shows this will mean also a huge influx of COVID-19 cases and deaths in the coming months. The worst of the scenarios shows up to 2,000 infections in the first 90 days after reopening, more than 100 deaths in that time, and up to 500 patients in ICU wards. Now, currently, throughout the entire pandemic, we've only had 7 deaths here in Queensland. We've got a population of 5.2 million. So in this, again, worst-case scenario, that would be a significant rise in the number of deaths. To break it all down for us, one of the people behind the QIMR's modelling, Lachlan Hamilton, joins me on the line now. Lachlan, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, pleasure to be here, Scott.
Now this modelling, it was commissioned by the state government, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Then they did talk about the Doherty Institute doing its modelling, and the Premier did say, look, I want to see updated modelling from the Doherty Institute, but obviously she was also had commissioned her own research. So let's go through the scenarios. What did you see? What did you find? What are you predicting when the borders do start to reopen?
Yeah, right. So the big question is about when should we open the borders? So what we've done is we've checked 4 different vaccination thresholds. So these are thresholds where you've got everyone 16 years and over with 2 doses of either Pfizer or AstraZeneca. And we checked 4 different dates where we might expect this to occur. So these thresholds were 70%, 80%, 85%, and 90%. And so what we do is once we reach this point, we actually simulate the borders opening by introducing, on average, 10 infected people to the Queensland population every day. And what we actually saw was that after 90 days, it was quite a similar outcome between the 70, 80, 85, and 90% thresholds, the number of infections, critical cases, and deaths. So this sort of tells us that the best case scenario might be sort of closer than we might have expected.
Well, let's have a talk about that, because you're saying about the same impact at all those opening points, 70%, 80%, 85%, 90%. So does it make any difference if we wait till we get to 80% to have more freedoms than, say, at 70%, or wait till we get to 90%? Does it make any difference in based on your modelling?
Well, so at the 90-day mark, it's sort of quite early on in that rise of infections. So it's definitely going to make a difference on the people that end up going to hospital, ICU, and perhaps even dying. So vaccination has been shown to stop you getting infected, but also stopping the infection from progressing to those more aggressive stages. So whilst the pure numbers early on might be relatively similar, it definitely is in everyone's best interest to get vaccinated.
All right. Well, we talked about, a lot of talk is about the 80% mark. And now at the moment, under the roadmap released by the state government on Monday, that was for December 17th. It could be earlier, as the Premier said, but no later than December 17th for the lifting of those restrictions at that point. Obviously, as part of your modelling, you had a number of scenarios. I mentioned that worst-case scenario. Give me your best-case scenario first. What do you think the best-case scenario could be at the state reopening at an 80% threshold for a double jab rate?
Yeah, so if we reach that 80% threshold, what we'll probably see, or our modelling shows at least, is that at 90 days, we'll still have thousands of infections. So somewhere between 5,000 and 9,000. And this will lead to somewhere between 70 and 150 deaths across all ages at the 90-day threshold. And then in the future, it's going to keep increasing. But Queensland Health and the Queensland government tells us that whilst it puts a strain on our hospitals and ICU, it should be manageable.
So when you say that's the best case scenario of, what, 70 to 100 deaths, so what's the worst case scenario then?
Yes, So in these models, we went slightly short term and we assumed that the vaccine doesn't wane. So Pfizer and AstraZeneca both slowly decrease in effectiveness over time. And in simulations where we did introduce waning, we saw that by March next year, we're going to see a larger increase in infections, all the way up to perhaps 2,000 per day. However, these simulations that far into the future don't include any possible interventions that might be introduced or any future modeling that might give us sort of ways we can mitigate this or prevent this from happening.
I'm talking to Lachlan Hamilton. He's from the QIMR. Now, QIMR has been commissioned by the state government to model what will happen when we open at certain points and in terms of vaccination rates and what will happen in terms of infections and deaths, unfortunately, and impacts on our hospital system. Lachlan, you've mentioned all these numbers to us and potential deaths at the best case scenarios, worst case scenarios. Did you come to, as part of this process, any conclusions in terms of, did you have a point where you say, this is the best thing we should be doing? Maybe not opening up at 80%, maybe waiting till 90%, or maybe even earlier. Was that something you looked at all?
So with this modelling we've done, we very specifically targeted these outcomes. But a lot of modelling work worldwide is going into whether or not herd immunity can be reached. So this is the point where you have such a high level of vaccination that the virus is unlikely to spread from one person to another. And it just looks like, unfortunately, with the Delta variant, Pfizer vaccines and AstraZeneca, it might not be possible. So best case scenario is looking like making sure that the hospitals and ICU levels are not, like occupancy, are not overrun.
All right, Lachlan Hamilton, I do appreciate you being on 4BC Drive this afternoon.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.